zie je winter, het is een old compound. Daar stemmen de geisha's in every case.
Now here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, and a little bit sad. About Lily the pink cat, her medicinal compound, and how it drove us raving mad.
Ebenezer, he studied with Julius Caesar, so they put him in the home. And then they gave him medicinal compounds, and now he's emperor of Rome.
We'll drink to Lily the pink, pink, and save your own. The human race, as she invented.
Freddy Klinger, yep. The opera singer, to break a glass with his voice to send it in, rubbed his tonsils with medicinal compound. Now they break glasses over his head.
Johnny Hammer had a terrible stammer. He can hardly say a word.
Give him medicinal compound.
Now he's seen, but never heard.
We'll drink to Lily the pink, and save your own. The human race, she invented medicinal compound. Was efficacious in every case.
Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. I rubbed his body with medicinal compound,
and now he weighs only half a crummy little pound. Was I okay with it? Or was I
Lily died and she went to heaven. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her that medicinal compound.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Drink to Lily the pink, save your own.
The human race, she invented medicinal compound. For the efficacious in every case.
Can I want a day?
Drink to Lily the pink, save your own. The human race, she invented medicinal compound. For the efficacious in every case.
Woo!
Thank you. This program is brought to you by Resonance FM. If you like what you hear, please support our work by making a donation at resonancefm.com/donate.
So far place,
many light years in space.
I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for you.
With a human feet,
I never try.
I'll wait for you.
With a human eyes,
I've never seen.
I'll build a world.
Abstract dreams.
I'll wait for you.
In some place, many light years in space. In some place, many light years in space.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You listen to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Art Terry, and it's midnight on Tuesday night, so that means you're listening to Is Black Music, the alternative black music show, unless you're listening on Saturday at 11 o'clock when we do it again. And you're also listening to the song we love to use as our theme song. It's by the great Sun Ra Orchestra, and it's called I'll Wait For You. Hear that bass drum? Serious.
It's some far place.
There ain't no double bass drum neither. That brother just got a serious right foot.
I'll wait for you.
Yeah, it's black music, alternative black music show.
I'll wait for you.
We're human beings.
I've never tried.
We do a lot of black folk, black country, and black avant-garde classical. And tonight we have a very special show for you. We're going to be doing a show dealing with robotics, artificial intelligence, automation, enhancement. The future, baby. Whether I like it or not.
Ow.
It's getting funky in here. Yeah, it's going to get a bit funky in here tonight. We're going to have a band we never played before called
I'll Wait For You.
The band's called MF Funk. We're also going to have some of the Miracles. We're going to have Senor Serenade. I ain't got no soul today, though, Jam. I ain't got no soul today. Hope that's not you. And we're going to have a lot of VJ Iyer and George Lewis playing live from the Wesley College in 2012 and talking about their use of computer music. They're playing with a piano that is like a player piano, you know, it's computerized. VJ Iyer is obviously playing duets with it. He's a bad, bad piano player. George Lewis will be on trombone talking about working with computers, what it's like living with computers. I guess now 10 years later we can all give this talk. They're moody, ain't they, the computers? Yeah. They're not as moody as you and me, so that's why we love them, I suppose. But we also want to invite you on February 17th at the Eclectic Arts Cafe, which is hosted by Club Integral. We'll also have a great show on Resonance FM every Wednesday night at 9:30. I'll be playing with my orchestra. They're like a 10-piece ensemble. We've got all kinds of like reeds and horns and strings and all kinds of things that you might like. We're going to be doing the Self-Isolation Songbook. Self-Isolation Songbook is also a short film, which will be shown first. The film is made by Helena Smith. And then me and my band are going to play excerpts from the soundtrack. Got a little choir assembled for you. So I hope you can make it. That's February 17th, Eclectic Arts Cafe. You can get details on the Resonance Fund Drive page. Resonance is a charity. We do everything for the love. So we got a fund drive starting on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. So show love if you can give love. Yeah, let's start this set with a bit of Funkadelic, Parliament Funkadelic, because we're talking about computer music and he always had this concept about clones and, you know, seemed to be very influenced by Sun Ra, but he took it to a whole funk's level. This is Prelude from the Dr. Funkenstein album. And then we're going to hear some VJ Iyer and George Lewis. Resonance 104.4 FM.
Funk upon a time, in the days of the Funkopus, the concept of specially designed Afro knots capable of funkatizing galaxies was first laid on Man-Child, but was later repossessed and placed among the secrets of the pyramids until a more positive attitude towards this most sacred phenomenon, clone funk, could be acquired. There in these terrestrial projects, it would wait along with its co-inhabitants of kings and pharaohs, like sleeping beauties, for the kiss that would release them to multiply in the image of the chosen one. Dr. Funkenstein. And funk is its own reward. May I frighten you? Thank you.
in this competitive arms race, both on an individual level and on a communal level, that is going to drive us forward. It's going to be very, very difficult to put the brakes on all this.
Social and ethical implications of these technologies. And we're going to hear first from Josephine Johnston. Josie is a scholar at the Hastings Center, and she is also our director of research, a lawyer by training. She's an expert on the ethical, legal, and policy implications of a wide variety of technologies, particularly human reproduction, psychiatry, genetics, and neuroscience. In addition to numerous scholarly publications, her commentaries also is very frequently interviewed by the media. She's appeared and been quoted in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Guardian, you get the idea, and ABC Nightline. Psychiatric, neurologic, and behavioral genetics. Last week, we were very proud to learn that Josie's been named to the New York State Stem Cell Board's Ethics Committee.
The headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips.
On my ego.
Hit me with a one and then. If you like, hit me again. We love to fuck a style.
Dr. Funkenstein. King of the funk, yeah.
Swift lipping, ego tripping, and body snatching.
I'll blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg. Of the feet pump.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Dr. Funkenstein. Yeah. Don't funk with your mind.
Take my body, give it to mine to fuck.
Microbiologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby.
Y'all got your sunglasses on out there. On my ego.
Where things get more complex, and I rightly so, I think, is when we are offered or promised biomedical interventions to eradicate or avoid traits, conditions, or differences that are closer to our identities, our histories, our cultures, and our belief systems. This is where the enhancement rubber really hits the road.
Starts to rise, and I become confused.
What's up, everybody? You listen to the Miracles. Ain't they funky? It's all analog. But they got a digital sound, don't they? Residence 104.4 FM. This is Black Music. My name is Art Terry. We're doing the robotics thing today. We're doing robotics thing tonight. Using our artificial intelligence to get through to your mind, body, and soul. For the Miracles, without Smokey Robinson, we had Dr. Funk and Stein. Yeah. Down with some more George Lewis and BJ Iyer. Some senior soul. I ain't got no soul today. And then some MF robots.
Think of the previous classification of homosexuality as a mental disorder, where we now understand it as simply one of many valid ways of being in the world. If we sometimes make mistakes about the distinction between disease or dysfunction and simple difference, we might also make mistakes about what counts as a real improvement to the human condition. Complicity with suspect norms, the idea familiar to so many of us, that it can be very hard not to succumb to social pressure or narrowly defined conceptions of beauty or talent or worth. Different from the time of state-sponsored eugenics, these norms are unlikely to be forced on people today. But a poor man might choose to alter his child's genes for enhanced athletic ability as a way to secure access to college. A black mother in America might choose to alter her son's genes so that he has paler skin and is less subject to racial discrimination. This is sometimes called liberal eugenics, where we freely choose to alter ourselves and our children. The government doesn't compel us, they don't need to. But the norms themselves may still be insidious, and the pressures to conform so strong as to make it almost impossible to say no.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we did kind of talk about that because, you know, I've done a lot of these concerts, as you can imagine, because the first piece that I did with computers interacting was in 1979. And so, you know, that's a pretty long time. Some of you probably weren't around then. And, you know, and the kind of computers we have now weren't around then either. So back in the day, basically, if you wanted to do computer music, you had to build a computer first, and then you could do the music. So that's the tradition I kind of come from. The basement bomber, itinerant computer hacker builder. Anyway, pre-internet. So anyway, yes, and so we did have this discussion because what I try to do is the basic form of the piece goes something like this. Well, okay, we'll let the computer start playing, and it, you know, if it does a good job, just let it play until it seems not to be doing a good job anymore, and then come out and do something. But I've been rehearsing all day, and I just didn't feel that was going to work. It was in a kind of a funk, you know. It just wasn't doing, you know, I tried different stuff. There was software tweaks and all that. You're not supposed to do it. You shouldn't have to do that, but I was kind of wondering, what's going on here, you know?
In my utopia, anything,
you know?
We focus on social determinants of health and beyond health of human flourishing. We address poverty, poor nutrition, literacy, neighborhood safety, parental health, and we ask hard questions of those who bring us biomedical interventions that promise quick fixes.
So we kind of provided that help, and then things proceeded from there. And you know, there are always these moments when I feel kind of redundant. I mean, you know, I don't really have to play in the concert. In fact, Vijay doesn't have to play in the concert. I mean, you know, on a good day, it can play the concert by itself. So this wasn't a particularly good day for a solo performance. It was a good day for a group interaction. And so what we ended up doing was more of a group interaction and certain things that happened in the course of the music that don't normally happen because of the initial conditions being kind of different. And so it's hard to explain why it is, how you can feel that the computer is in a particular mood, but it's just the way it is. And when you get to know something for a while, and like, I could just tell that certain things, you know, you're with somebody, you just know that it's not gonna go the way, a particular way, that's all. You just gotta adjust.